This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is the home of Carmen and Yurko.
Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
It's a Bears Tuesday. It's the same old, at least over the last 4 weeks. I mean, this was a 5-1 team that was never all that legitimate or all that good. They lucked, maybe not lucked, but just sort of backed their way into a couple of those. The quality of opponent had something to do with it. Now we're starting to see their true colors with four straight losses. A couple of those have been home, and they just get more embarrassing by the week. Bears are 5-5 on the outside of the playoff picture. Looking in, they fall to the Vikings. Matt Nagy said that it's either a leg or a hip injury for Nick Foles. He is still being examined by team doctors, but they don't know that he's going to have to go on IR.
This is breaking news. Powered by PointsBet Sportsbook on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
I turn it over to veteran newsman Randall.
This really defines breaking news.
Oh, does it?
This is from Paul Sullivan. Theo Epstein is stepping down as Cubs president.
Wow.
Jed Hoyer will take over.
Wow.
More time to go to Starbucks now.
Paul Sullivan, the first to report that?
Paul Sullivan, I've got it right there on his Twitter. Yep.
Today just got even crazier, ladies and gentlemen. Theo, I just went to Paul Sullivan's Twitter at PW Sullivan. Theo steps down as Cubs president, Jed taking over. He wanted to get that tweet out so fast. He didn't even put Theo. He doesn't mean like Theo Thornhill, does he?
Theo
Riddick. He's actually talking about Theo Epstein, right, guys?
Talking about Theo Riddick.
Theo Riddick. Wow. Wow.
He's talking about Theo Huxtable.
Well, this just got interesting, boys, didn't it? Okay, so Theo steps
down.
The
Bears take a back seat, Carm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Listen, Theo said he wanted to be someplace for 10 years. I mean, he's close to that number. He's looked at what he's done here over the course of time, and this team was supposed to have a championship window. It had a three-year window, and it collapsed on him. It collapsed. That's what it did.
Merck, let's get Jesse Rogers on ASAP and find out. I mean, Jesse might have to make a few phone calls here first and start doing
let's
some stuff.
Let's get Kirchen on, guys.
Kirchen, before the hour's over, let's make sure we talk to Jesse. And now we've got something else that you can – I don't think there's an open phone line right now. You might get a busy signal because people are venting about the Bears, but you can try.
You know what, Carmen?
Just got wild.
You can always participate in Twitch, ESPN 1000 Chicago. Lots of people in the Twitch room right now, the Twitch chat room, want the Bears to consider hiring Theo Epstein to take over as general manager.
I mean, is that where we're going already, folks? It's time to go to
– Theo. If Paul D. Podesta can run the Browns, why can't Theo run the Bears?
Hold on now, though. It took Paul D. Podesta the time for that thing to develop out there because it wasn't instantaneously successful. It did take some time.
And I don't think he ever really like fully ran them. Wasn't he more a very highly ranked consultant or an advisor with that team? Paul D. Podesta also, in fairness, played college football, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, he did at Yale. No, D. Podesta, though, was above Sashi Brown. So he definitely had a role.
He was above Sashi Brown?
He was.
Guys, I play Little League Baseball. I'd like to put my name in the hopper for the Chicago Cubs. Take over at one of the
listen, GM Johnny 8 pitch. You stick with football, okay?
Since they hate McLeod, I'll just move in there.
Now, hold on, Carm. Yurko, can you manage a budget? Because the Cubs are interested if you can keep things with, under $100
million. I'd take it down to $100 million. Nobody is sacred on that team anymore. They're all gone. And all I want is prospects, inexpensive, cheap prospects. Don't saddle me with none of your crappy contracts that you've signed elsewhere.
Prospects. Man, I really did think, not that I'm close to the situation at all, I just sort of, I assumed Theo would finish out the remaining year. Cap told me, I don't know, maybe about a month ago, we were just in a conversation that was off the air we were talking, and Cap said,
record?
I think he's, not off the record, we were just talking about the situation, and he said, I think he's gonna walk away. And I said, really, with 1 year left? And Cap said, yeah, I think he's going to. And he was right, as Paul Sullivan is now reporting. Theo is walking away. I mean, did he always have this in his mind? Is it growing frustration the way this offseason has started? I mean, did you see the Buster Olney note over the weekend, Yurk, in his notebook? Buster Olney had a note that basically, this is not verbatim, but Buster had written just a small little note in his full article on Sunday that league you know, people around the league are fully aware of the Cubs situation, and they're aware that pretty much everybody can be had. Everybody.
Right.
Like, it would be a
yesterday. Yeah.
I don't know if we brought that up yesterday.
Yeah, you mentioned it yesterday, Carm. That's now that you say it. Yes, I know. I recognize it. Yes.
Okay. Hey. Yeah. Like that. That's the word. The word around the campfire is that they're willing to listen on anybody on their roster. Go ahead, Merck.
Carm, this is from Sahad, our former colleague, teammate, Sahad of Sharma. Cubs are finalizing extension with Hoyer. Theo Epstein and Tom Ricketts will meet with the media via Zoom later this afternoon.
Right, wow, I got a quick question. You know how they jettisoned 100 employees earlier this year? Maybe about 3 weeks ago, they let Peter Chase was one of those guys. Is there any chance they let 99 go and the 100th was going to be Theo Epstein?
I don't know.
How about that? Think about that. Maybe you kind of get part of the cleaning out process to begin with.
Really, with just a year left, though, Yerk? I mean,
does it matter? The guy don't want to be here, right? He's seen what he did. The mad scientists went and screwed around with it all, and ultimately nothing worked.
How quickly it's turned. Well, I got to tell you, we have breaking news, and then there's breaking news. Merck, you weren't kidding. Like, that's breaking news, buddy. Wow. All right.
That's not Drew Brees passing Tom Brady for touchdown passes.
That's right. Yeah. That's not like, oh, there's been another positive COVID test at Hallis Hall. You know, like, okay, yeah, we'll mention it. But like,
it's not as,
holy cow.
It's not as big as Brees breaking the NFL touching passing record, but it's close.
And then until Brady breaks it again.
Well, listen, he achieved something. Wow. He achieved the World Series championship. They were competitive with the three straight NLCSs. One of those resulted in that championship. Hey, he took his shot. He made the stab. The run was a little shorter than we all expected. But, hey, you got the World Series championship. Now the man wants to go do something else. Good for him.
And the truth is, Yurko, like, with 1 year left on his deal and he knows he wants to walk away anyway, this rebuild that the Cubs are currently in is a huge headache. Not to mention you have to deal with a pandemic, so you know that your finances are not what you want them to be. You know, Theo probably looks at it and says, "You know what, Jed? You're going to step in. I'm going
to
let you do what you want to do.
This is your team.
Because why am I going to direct you for a year when it's going to be, you know, not your normal? Ideally, it's not going to be normal circumstances anyway. So you just take over now and do what you want to do, because they're probably not going to realistically be able to compete with the roster that they currently have and the lack of money that they have.
Well, and they might, that roster might look dramatically different when the 2021 season opens. So.
You'll become the Miami Marlins this year."
Wow.
Not the good Miami Marlins.
Not the good Marlins.
You saw make the playoffs. You'll be the Miami Marlins of years past.
Not the Miami Marlins that beat you in the playoffs, Yurko?
The ones that muster up 52 victories and 55 victories, and the one that lowers the salary to a point where Derek Jeter gets a $5 million bonus. Oh, all the good stuff. Yeah.
Time to tank again on the north side.
Not enough pieces of different macaroni outside the old Wrigley Field to make a difference, it looks like.
I mean, now it's this is just another thing that's on the table. If Cub fans do want to talk about this, you feel free to interact with us. Again, you can drop your thoughts in the chat box on the Twitch channel, and Meller and Merkin back at the shop can relay those to us, twitch.tv, or download the Twitch app and search ESPN 1000 Chicago. You can hit us up on Twitter at Carmen DeFalco, at Yurko64. That's Yurko with the J and the number 64. Merck, can I get back out to the phones and take some more bear calls?
Let's do that, Carm.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's say, I think next up was, where am I going next, Merck? Am I going to Dave and DeKalb? Is that right?
Yes. We can do that.
Dave and DeKalb. What's up, Davey?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, Roster Cogburn here, by the way. We got a big matchup this week.
Can't wait, guys. I can't wait. We're 10-0, right, Carm?
We are 10-0. Yeah, we're 10. What, and you? Oh, this is Roster Cogburn on our fantasy league.
Yeah. You two and me this week. So,
let's do it. Yeah, Yurko and I are dominating that league. We are 10.
Well,
and
you're
oh,
in the
take,
you're in
take
East
that.
Division. One guy doesn't even try.
Oh, so, you're kidding me. He got in the league and he's not even making an effort.
But wait a minute. I'm going to brag for a second. We're still second in points, Dave. Like, we have picked him up and put him down all year. Oh, it's on this week, buddy.
Good luck to you, man.
Thank you. Two things real quick. Rick Hahn to the north side. And
interesting.
Watching the Bears last night was like watching Joe Madden in Game 7. My wife couldn't kick me out of the house quick enough. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Dave, thanks, buddy, and good luck this weekend. Yeah, it was bad. I don't know that Rick's going to the north side. Look, they're making this transition of power goes from Theo to Jed. You knew that was always the plan. And there's probably not a position above Jed other than the owner, right, guy? I mean, Mellor, wouldn't you think? I mean, this is not.
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. You're not bringing in Rick Hunt. Like, we all love what the job that Rick Hahn has done, but at the same time, you know, Tom Ricketts is comfortable with Jed Hoyer. He's seen him firsthand. You know that even though Theo had the ultimate authority, it's not like they didn't work hand in hand together. Jed's fingerprints were aligned with virtually everything that Theo did. So I can understand why Tom Ricketts is, you know, there's no reason to go ahead and get Rick Hahn because Jed Hoyer was just as big a part of the 2016 World Series title as Theo was. You know what I mean? Like, so there's no way you're going to Rick Hahn. But the interesting point is, Carm, right now you look at the landscape of Chicago sports teams, the only really exciting one has a new home, a new radio home.
The White Sox.
The Chicago White Sox.
That's it. It's the only one where things seem stable right now, honestly. You know, and I know the situation with the manager is not great. I didn't like the hire to begin with. I didn't like the hire after the news of last. I don't like the hire. But to Mellor's point, it's the only one that feels relatively stable right now. I also think the Bulls are trending in a good direction. While Billy Donovan wouldn't have been my first choice, Billy Donovan's a professional coach that knows how to handle those locker rooms and knows how to handle NBA personalities and egos and a group of 15 guys. And he's put a very impressive staff together. Mo Cheeks is on that staff coming back home, by the way, Yurko. I don't know if you saw that note over the weekend.
I did see that note, kid.
I do think Billy is a very solid professional coach. Again, probably wouldn't have been my first choice, but there is, like, you have instant credibility with that hire. You know, Billy has instant credibility with players in this league, with people in and around this league. So, like, the Bulls situation, I guess, is not awful. They just, I don't think their personnel's very good, but they might be trending in a good direction. The White Sox appears to be the only one that's, like, stable and ready to compete right now, right?
I agree. Carmen, real quickly, let me jump in here. A couple things on Twitter I want to get across.
Yes.
This is from John Morosi. Theo Epstein intends to take the upcoming season off. He's not resigning in order to pursue a position with the Mets or the Phillies.
Okay.
And then let's see here. Theo Epstein, this is from Jeff Passan, has resigned, blah, blah, blah. And then Albert Breer tweets, come home, Theo, to Boston. And then Dan Wiederer tweets, Nagy on Bill Lazor. I expect him to be calling the plays against the Packers in week 12.
Yeah, who cares?
Which Adam Abdallah then responded, can Theo call plays?
That's a good one by Adam Abdallah. Yeah, time to hire Theo Epstein. All right, do I have time for another call, guys, or should I take a break?
We can take one more if you want.
All right, let's say hi to Dominic in Milwaukee. I believe Dominic,
Dominic
is
gone.
All right, where am I going? Scott Wakanda?
Go to Scott Wakanda. That's fine.
Scotty in Wakanda, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, buddy?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
So I've called in a few times. I'm a Packer fan, but live in Chicago, and got into it a little bit last night with some of my friends that are Bear fans because they've basically devoted the rest of their season to cheering against the Packers. And that's really all they have to look forward to, which is very sad.
Pathetic.
But I wanted to kind of get your feedback on that, Carm, because I know that some Sox fans kind of look that way in terms of how they'd rather see the Cubs lose.
I don't like to see the Packers do well. What good does cheering against the Packers really do for me with Aaron Rodgers, with all their success? How does that really matter? I don't know. That's just me personally. Does it make me feel better as a Bears fan? Not really. I feel miserable about the state of my football team right now. I think most Bears fans do. They're an embarrassment offensively, and they've got a lot to fix. And it's another one of our franchises in town that might have to be completely blowing things up. What good does it do me to root against the Packers?
Well, here's the one. I think the one bright spot. When the Packers eventually do lose, you say, "Well, they didn't win the Super Bowl just like we didn't."
That's true. Okay,
so
I guess I can.
You've got that to look forward to if that's the type of Bears fan you are.
I can rejoice in that maybe a little bit with that. And York, you know, they get knocked out somewhere along the line in the NFC playoffs. But it's hard to, you know, what am I gonna? Sadly, you look with envy upon them, York. They've got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He's still great. That offense is still really good. They're better this year.
They've got Devontae Adams, Carm.
Yes, exactly, York. I buy them more this year than I did at any point last year.
They've got David Bakhtiari. They got Bakhtiari.
Goes on and on. Scotty, thanks for the call, buddy. All right, more of your calls coming up. And if you'd like to talk about Theo and what's next for the Cubs, feel free. Big news today. Yeah, that Theo Epstein is stepping down, and there's going to be a smooth transition of power to Jed Hoyer taking over on the north side. And apparently Theo and Tom Ricketts are going to meet the media via Zoom later today. 312-332-3776. Oh, what a crazy day. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
So I would say right now, the IR thing, I don't see that happening. I feel pretty good with him there. And then in regards to both guys right now, with Mitch and him, they're both a little banged up. So that's the number one thing that we have to look at. And then what we'll do, Pat, in complete honesty, is we'll take this this bye week here again, and we will self-scout ourselves, and we will see the wheres and the whys. And whatever we need to do, we will do on a lot of different areas. So I can't say one way or the other on anything other than when you lose four games in a row, it's all on the table. Everything's out there. So, but the number one thing with Nick and with Mitch that we are concerned about right now is making sure that their health is the number one priority. And that'll be significant here moving forward.
They really don't have answers. They talk about self-scouting and the how and the why. The how and the why. You've got terrible personality. Your GM has made mistakes. You're not the offensive genius we all thought. I mean, we know the how and the why. Matt Nagy today addressing reporters the day after another ugly Bears loss. I mean, the offensive futility at this point is comical. It's as bad as I can remember. I don't think I'm being a victim of the moment or just have too much recency bias here. I mean, it is honestly about as dreadful as I can ever remember. And we've seen a lot of bad offenses here in Chicago, but they're an embarrassment right now. Matt Nagy, they're talking about Nick Foles. He doesn't see IR as anything they have to worry about. He's not sure about 2 weeks from, well, 1 week from Sunday when they will play again in week number 12 coming out of bye at Green Bay. It's either a hip or a leg. So we'll see. And it's not often that in November, especially after such an ugly primetime loss, Yurko, that the Bears get upstaged, right? But they've been upstaged a little. The breaking news, Theo Epstein is stepping down. He will not be around for that last year of his contract. And there will be a transition of power from Theo Epstein to Jed Hoyer to run the Cubs baseball operations. Who can ever forget 9 years ago, Yurko, that picture on the back of the Sun-Times, Theo walking on water. And while that might be slightly blasphemous in the eyes of some, he was brought here to deliver a championship, something that no Cub team had been able to do for more than a century. And he did do it. Might not have been perfect, maybe not as long of a window as everybody thought, but like you said, he did win that championship.
Well, in conjunction with his players and his manager, that's for sure, and the rest of that coaching staff, yes. He was brought in here to assemble something. He assembled it, and they were good enough for 1 year to go ahead and win the whole darn thing. And let me tell you, we were at the hotel that night, and we were celebrating, and it was a good party at 3 o'clock in the morning when Ricketts and the boys came back in. And after celebrating on the field, they celebrated a little bit in the lobby before they went in and took a nap. But, man, it was a good time for sure. And, you know, remembering that night in Cleveland, it was a great night. There is no denying what it was. It was a great night. And is one enough? Was one enough?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
A lot of people say yes. You know, like Carm, you won in 2005. How soon was it before you were disheartened?
It was soon. It was. But I also think that at least the Cubs gave themselves some chances. They built a better team than the White Sox ever had in 2005. I mean, the White Sox went in 2005 and that was it. They went one more time in 2008 and they finally got back this year. I mean, I was going to ask you that. I mean, you're the Cub fan and, you know, you like to bust balls, but you bust everybody's chops, you know. Yeah. And I know you've had some fun at Theo's expense. That's Yurko. That's lovable Yurko.
Yeah.
That's what you do. But, like, when you look back on it, is it a successful run? Did he do what you expected him to do when he got the job?
Carm, nobody could take those feelings away that one night when they won. So, to me, that was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And to be able to feel that way, you know, for one night as a Cubs fan – yeah, for me, it was a success. Now trying to fix it all and get back there, good luck. Yeah, good luck with this squad. You're going to have to change everything up.
All right, we'll take Bears calls and Cubs calls. 312-332-ESPN. Yeah, go ahead, Murph.
It's from Patrick Mooney's Twitter, a statement from Theo. The organization faces a number of decisions this winter that carry long-term consequences. Those type of decisions are best made by someone who will be here for a long period rather than just one more year. Jed has earned this.
Okay, so he knows that they're a transitioning franchise. He knew he wasn't going to be around beyond next year. Theo sort of does have that. He lives by that 10-year rule, and that's why he's walking away now.
Cap will join us like in less than 10 minutes from now.
Yes, about 11:33, Cap's going to jump on. And I think Cap might have just discovered Cap was the first one with the news on Twitter.
He was. I just saw Sullivan first.
Okay, so let's go to – where am I going? How about Luke in the Grange with Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000 on a busy Tuesday. What's up, Luke?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Hey, real quick before I get into the Bears, Yurk, I need to shout out Croatian cuisine, the finest cuisine in the world. Čivabs, Karlovačko's, Rakija, and the greatest sandwich I ever had in my life at a kebab joint in Zagreb. Just had to get that out there.
Good food, kid.
Love those
better
Čivabs,
than the Italians, that's for sure.
You wish it's better than the Italians.
And okay, so quick couple of Bears things here. First thing, I think Roquan Smith is the best middle linebacker in the NFL. I think it's amazing what he's doing with the offense handicapping our defense, meaning that we string together some stops and we get no rest in between, and then we come back and we give up a touchdown maybe because these guys can't get a freaking sip of water on the sideline. We don't move the ball. We're on the field for 10 seconds, and these guys are right back out there. And there's Eddie Jackson, who he doesn't tackle. He's the pick and choose his gambles, guys. Those are my big takeaways.
Yeah. Eddie's, it's been brutal. I know. Luke, thanks. I think there are a lot of good inside linebackers around this league. I think Darius Leonard would have something to say about it. The kid in San Francisco has blossomed. Fred Warner has really turned into a terrific player. You know, Roquan's had a strong season. There's no doubt about it. Roquan's a really, really good player. Right, Yurk?
Yeah, Eddie Jackson did the Venus de Milo yesterday. I don't know if you saw him try to tackle with no arms.
He doesn't want to tackle.
Well, no, it just makes me wonder if he's playing with the shoulder injury or shoulder discomfort, maybe something. Anytime you see a guy do something that you didn't see like in years past, it just makes me wonder if he's not 100% and he can't throw it out there because he doesn't want to lose it. I always say if you throw your arm out there, you might lose it when you try to make a tackle. And it looks like he's just doesn't want to throw the arms out there because it might be too banged up. So
I wonder the same thing.
Yeah, I'll give him a little bit of a break, but I tweeted the Venus de Milo thing with no arms. And if you don't know what the Venus de Milo is, go over to Europe. It's a statue that's got no arms. That's why we call it the Venus de Milo.
Google it, baby. Yeah, I mean, he's never been a great tackler, but I'm wondering if you didn't just nail it. Like, it almost seems like he's protecting against an injury that we don't know about. And speaking of injury, Robert Quinn, boy, my good Lord Almighty. What a complete disaster this has turned out to be, Yurko.
Well, we thought, when you sign a player, the assumption he's healthy. The assumption is you're going to put him through a physical somewhere. You're not going to give a guy that kind of money without at least putting him through the physical. Now, what happened when he got here? He didn't play in the first game.
I mean, he has delivered a whopping one sack, right? I think it's just one sack and three quarterback hits in 9 games. You know, Steve Levy's talking about while he plays the run. Yeah, that's fine. He's always been pretty good against the run. Guys who play the run don't get $30 million guarantees,
exactly,
do they? I mean, like, you got
to
get the quarterback. And he just hasn't done it. He doesn't have a TFL in the year. He's got 3 quarterback hits and just 1 sack, and I think that was on his first snap in week 2.
Hold on. Quinn had to have a TFL. He made the tackle against Robert Woods in the backfield that forced the fumble that allowed Eddie Jackson to pick it up and run into the end zone. That was behind the line of scrimmage. There's no gray area there. And it was him that was on the play, number 94.
For some reason, he doesn't have one credited to him at Pro Football Focus.
You and I saw it. We saw the play.
I'm trying to remember that play. That was definitely Robert Quinn that made that play.
Yeah, it's the one that cost me $6,000, Carm. I remember it. 94.
Should know then. All right, so maybe he does have one. Yeah, you should know. That's true. That's a good point, Yurko. And meantime, Leonard Floyd, like, he had a monster game again. Jeez, it's brutal. He had a monster game the other night. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and talk to Cap. We'll get more of your phone calls in before we're out of here at noon when Greeny takes over Waddle and Sylvie with much more on the Bears and their ugly loss in the Theo News at 2 o'clock today. Same goes for Bleck and Abdallah after the boys at 6. So long way to go. 312-332-3776. That's the number, and Cap will join us coming up next.
is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
And the next pitch to Martinez, a swing and a slow chopper toward third. Here comes Bryant on to first. And the Cubs have won the World Series. A moment that many thought might never happen has happened here in Cleveland. For the first time in 108 years, the Chicago Cubs are World Series champions.
Not sure what's up next for Theo. Dan Shulman with the final call from a few years ago in Cleveland. Theo ended the two longest, probably most famous curses in all of sports in Boston and here in Chicago. So what's next? I wonder. He said that, at least I think it was Patrick Mooney's tweet maybe, or no, I'm sorry, it was Jeff. Who tweeted it? Maybe Morosi? Somebody, baseball insider had tweeted a comment that Theo plans to take
that
next year off.
John Morosi.
Maybe he looks for another big... It was Morosi?
Yeah, John
Morosi from MLB Network. Thanks, Merck. Maybe he finds a football team to run. I don't know. That seems like a stretch. I know Di Podesta did it, but Di Podesta did play college football. I'm not sure. Maybe he looks for something outside of the world of sports. Maybe he just strolls into the Hall of Fame. Don't know. It's Carmen and Yurko. What a busy, crazy morning, afternoon. Bears get embarrassed again because of their offense. They have now lost four in a row. We've discussed that a lot. And then 30 minutes ago, we had the breaking news. And the Catman himself broke it. And like I told everybody, Cap told me, I don't know, it was about a month ago, we were having a conversation off the air. And he said, yeah, I think he's going to walk away. And Cap was right. And he joins us now on ESPN 1000. Cap, you there?
Hello, boys. How we doing?
There you are. Good. How you doing? How long did you know this was coming?
So I told you, I think it was 5 weeks ago, I told you I do not believe he's going to make it to January 1st. I thought that he would walk away. It would save, in the middle of a pandemic, it would save the Cubs some money. It would allow his guy, Jed Hoyer, to succeed him. And so that is exactly what's going on here. Jed is locked up on a new multi-year deal, and it's going to get messy around there in terms of players being traded and players being non-tendered, but this is what it's got to be. And so Theo, once he was assured by the Ricketts family that Jed would indeed succeed him, then the exit strategy started to become something they discussed more fervently. And as soon as I got off the air, I got a call from somebody who said, what you said 5 weeks ago is coming true this morning. Theo is walking away. Now, he's not going to run a football team. He is going to take some time off. I fully expect him to do something on the periphery of Major League Baseball for a little bit. And then I do think his eventual goal is to put a group together and buy a team. That's what I think. Not tomorrow. They're going to let this pandemic clear. But I would say a couple of years from now, he's made all the money he's ever going to need. So I would think you'll see Theo at some point in his career in one of two roles, doing what Derek Jeter's doing, owning and running a team, or the commissioner of baseball someday.
Hmm. And is Jed going to get to hire a new GM? Does he promote somebody from within? I mean, he gets bumped up. Somebody has to be the GM, right, Cap? How does that work?
Yeah, he's going to be wildly involved. A lot of his top lieutenants have left over the last couple of years. Scotty Harris and Jaron Madison and some of these different guys are at different organizations. I wouldn't be surprised if he promoted Jason McLeod into that role, but this is going to be Jed's chance to put his fingerprints completely on this team, because when he was in San Diego, he was on a budget restriction. He did not have the money to go out and do what he needs to do. Here, while it's a pandemic, they'll navigate it. He's going to be given the same type of deal that Theo was given. Here is your budget, and I think it was somewhere around $275 million pre-pandemic. You go do whatever you want. You want to sign Carmen DeFalco for $5 million? Go ahead. They won't micromanage you. Just that's your budget right there, and it'll be more than enough to win with, but he's going to start to tear this thing apart.
Yeah, that number could be $100 million, though. And then their answer to you would say, well, you could still win it with it because Tampa Bay's winning with that kind of money, too.
Yeah, I don't think it'll get to that. they're never going to be, you know, the number one spender because the Dodgers get insane money off their TV. But I think once the pandemic clears your Carm, you will see them right back in the top five in spending.
2025.
Yeah, I'm saying 2023.
Two. Yeah.
So it's going to take some time. Look,
really?
You think a year from now? Say that again.
You think a year from now they might be spending big money again?
I think a year from now, provided that fans are coming back in the stands, they'll start to spend money again. They want to let Braylon Marquez and Cole Roederer and Brennan Davis and Miguel Amaya and some of the young kids that they do have who are top 100 caliber players, they want to see what they have, and they want to clean out some of the guys that they are not going to offer extensions. And just keep in mind, they offered, and Theo said this on our radio station, they offered major extensions to Bryant, Baez, Schwarber, Contreras. They all said no, thank you. And now they're in a pandemic and none of them can get paid.
And now they're probably all going to get traded so that they can reload their minor league system. That's what I would think. So maybe 2021 is definitely a big-time rebuilding year for the Cubs.
If you saw somebody of consequence get non-tendered.
Like who?
Well, let me give you two names.
You obviously know something.
Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
That's an $8, $9, $10 million tag in his arbitration year. And he hit what, $189?
$188 with a .304 on base percentage.
Yeah. Chris Bryant drove in five more runs than Carmen, me, and you combined did. I know he wasn't healthy. His final year of arbitration, he made $18.6 last year, prorated. He's not going down. They don't take money away.
Nope.
Okay.
No, they don't.
Please let me know who's signing up. Yeah, I'll take that guy for $20 million, $23 million in that range. Oh, and you want two top prospects for him. I don't see that happening. I don't think there's the appetite to take all that money. Now, could the Cubs eat a large chunk to get a player? Absolutely. But it wouldn't stun me if one of those guys gets non-tendered.
That's interesting, man. You would never have thought that just a couple of years ago. All right, anything else we should know, Cap?
No, I think that this is a very interesting time for Cubs fans. It's not going to be a 100-loss team like it was in 2012. It's just not going to be a team ready to contend to win.
All right, Cap, good stuff. We'll talk to you tomorrow more about it, all right?
All right, be good, boys.
All right, Cap, thanks. So there it is. Theo is moving on. He has passed power on to Jed Hoyer. They'll find somebody else to sort of be that be in that GM role. But Jed is the top dog now. And Theo's going to take a year away from it looks like he's just going to take a year away and focus on his foundation, right, Merck? I read another passing tweet.
Sylvie sent us, you and me, the whole Theo statement. So if you want to take a break, we can go through some of the highlights next segment.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll do that, and we'll try to squeeze in a few more calls, too. We'll be right back.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN _ Chicago.
All right, pretty crazy day. Carmen and Yurko here on ESPN 1000, ESPN Chicago app. Greeny's up next, noon to 2. Waddle and Sylvie, 2 to 6. Black and Abdallah after that. Lots on the slumping, reeling Chicago Bears. They hit the bye with a four-game losing streak. Nick Foles got hurt. Trubisky still hurt. Who the heck knows what's going to happen a week from Sunday night, Thanksgiving weekend in Green Bay. But Bears are falling out of the playoff picture and falling fast, and their offense stinks. They're 5-5 now, and the Cubs are going to be a much different team, and they're going to look a lot different for 2021, and the front office is going to look different, not just the personnel on the field. Theo Epstein is stepping down from his role as president of baseball operations effective November 20th. He will depart the organization after 9 seasons, and Jed Hoyer
who has been the executive VP and general manager, is going to be named president of baseball ops. And Theo released a very lengthy statement, right, Merck?
He did, and I'm just trying to go through it all. Carm, do you want me to read like some of the highlights of it?
Yeah, just a couple of the highlights.
Okay. All right, so this is from Theo to Cub Friends. Later today, we will announce that I'm stepping down as president of baseball operations, and that Jed will be succeeding me effective November 20th. I wanted to hear this news from me first so I can share some background on my decision and begin to thank you for everything that your dedication, hard work, loyalty, and accomplishment has meant to the Cubs franchise, to the fans, to me, and to my family. I think most of you know that I've always planned to be with the Cubs for a maximum of 10 years. Bill Walsh's theory that in sports industry, a change in leadership after about a decade can be beneficial for both the organization and the individual has always resonated with me. The idea is that the executive finds the renewed vigor and passion and creativity that comes with a new challenge. The organization receives the jolt of a fresh perspective and the chance for immediate growth that comes with change. Given this timeline, Tom and I had been communicating for the last couple years how to execute a transition that leaves the Cubs in the best possible position going forward. While we had been operating with the basic assumptions that the formal transition would take place next October, this summer it became apparent to me that for a number of reasons, we should consider moving the time frame up a year. So that's the beginning part.
Okay.
Let's see. There's so much here. He's got...
Yeah, it's like three pages.
It's three pages. He talks about Jed and how Jed will do a great job, deserve his chance. I'm excited about the Cubs' future despite the obvious short-term challenges. This organization is myriad strains starting at the top. Tom and his siblings have managed to do exactly what they said they would do in their first decade, improve Wrigley Field, invest in the community, and put revenues back into the baseball operation to produce sustained winning and a World Series. It's exciting to think what they can accomplish over multiple generations of club stewardship. Meanwhile, Craig Kenny and our talented partners in the business operations are poised to resume their track record of outstanding revenue growth when we move from the current crisis. He talks about how great David Ross is and Jed Hoyer's. Here's what he says. As for what I'll do next, I'm not precisely sure, though I have a few things in mind. Next summer will be my first in 30 years not clocking into work every day at a major league park. Believe me, it has been a blast, but I'm looking forward to the increased time to spend with my family, to explore and to follow a few different pursuits. For starters, I'm looking forward to working with a few nonprofits, the foundation to be named later in Chicago and Boston, the Case Careers at Sports Executive Study Program here at the Cubs, and the Players Alliance, the member of its executive advisory committee. I do plan on having a third chapter leading a baseball organization someday, though. I do not expect it to be next year. I have seen firsthand the profound impact a baseball team, especially a championship team, can make on its community and how team owners can become important forces for civic good. If and when the timing, opportunity, and partners are right, I would like to join an ownership group. In the meantime, I would love to find a way to serve the game that has given me so much and am pursuing a few possible avenues to do just that.
So that's everything Cap said. You can forget about him running a football team. He'll find a baseball team again maybe a year from now. At some point, he's probably going to be part of an ownership group. And while he's made certainly a hell of a nice living for himself all these years, he doesn't have the kind of money it takes to go out and buy a baseball team. You need billions for that. And so they'll have to be somewhere else where he gets all that money. But he'll be the focal point and the front man probably from an ownership standpoint, have a minority stake, but kind of run the team from there. That's what that sounds like, doesn't it, Yerk? That's going to be the plan for Theo going forward.
Yeah.
Find a baseball team, maybe do this job a little bit longer, but someday own a team.
Yeah, someday get in with an ownership group.
An ownership group, right, absolutely, yeah.
Whether it's to buy a team, whether it's an expansion team, whether it's, you know, whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The commissioner of baseball thing, I don't know. I mean, Rob Manfred's a relatively young man, right? I mean, like, whatever we'd say, but we could bitch and complain about Manfred all we want. If the owners like him, that's all that's important. I think they do. Well, where's Rob Manfred going anytime soon? These commissioners take these jobs for life, Yurko,
yeah,
right?
Nowhere. Till they get right. old. They want to do something else.
Rob Manfred's 62. I mean, now it's not a spring chicken, maybe, but he could do this job for another 15 years. When's Theo going to be the commissioner of baseball? I don't see that.
Yeah, I see him more as an owner than I see anything.
Absolutely.
And does he want to take another bite of the apple and go for a third team, bringing him back? Be it the Phillies, be it the Mets, be it somewhere like that?
Maybe. Yeah, like where do you go? You
who's the most tortured fan base, the Indians?
I suppose they haven't won
Cleveland,
one since.
Cleveland, just period.
The late 40s, you know, they haven't won a baseball. They haven't won a World Series since the late 40s, right? Yeah, they're probably right up there. I mean, who else? The Mets.
Lou Boudreau was a shortstop there.
I mean, you know, teams like that, a team that's never made it. I don't know.
But
I
mean, those jobs don't feel the same as what the Red Sox and the Cubs
no,
were. Like,
of course not.
The challenge now is no longer like breaking curses. It's now about doing something, I think, completely different, as Cap kind of laid out. You know, whether it's ownership, you know, of a baseball team or you know what? I don't know. Rob Manfred kind of mishandled the entire situation that happened.
You think they're unhappy with him?
I think it's I wouldn't necessarily completely rule it out. I think there's a possibility there where people say, you know what, Rob, thank you for your time served, but Theo is somebody who will, you know, connect. If an ownership group isn't on the table for him, I could see the commissioner of baseball being in play in a 2, 3, 4 years. If he wants it, if he truly wants that, I could see other owners saying, you know what, Rob Manfred has played the villain in the media now, and we can push him aside and let Theo take over and be the face of, you know, Major League Baseball.
Well, he's alienated the players a little, I think, Rob Manfred. And so maybe they feel like they need somebody to sort of bring that back, and that Theo could do that. He could bridge the gap again. Because if there's the biggest knock on Manfred would probably be some of the things he said about the players, some of the things that they have perceived. And it was not a smooth offseason for him, to say the least. Somehow they managed to get the entire season in the World Series in, though. So you got to give him, I guess, a little credit for that.
Yeah, but it's just a piece of metal, Carm. So
yeah, that's the kind of stuff that doesn't help him. You're right. He definitely, there's a divide, maybe more than there's been quite some time between that side, you know, between those two sides of the business. Do we have time for any final phone calls, guys?
Yeah, Mark, we can slip one in here quick.
Yeah, go ahead. Where are we going?
We have Mike in Evanston who wants to talk
about
Theo.
What up, Mike? All right. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
Hey, yeah, I think good. Yeah, I mean, thank you, Theo, for getting us a World Series. You know, we're forever going to remember that. But, you know, it was kind of, when I look at the end of the day, you know, the last three off seasons were awful. Going into an off season this year where I have no expectations as a Cubs fan, what they do. Let's build this thing the right way for long-term sustained success. It kind of felt like a pump and dump. You know, they had these, you know, some of their best players that they developed, they traded away. And when those trades were made, one, the Torres trade, I'll do that all day long. But then the next year when they traded, you know, for Quintana, that was kind of like a desperate move to make the playoffs. And I know that's a goal to make the playoffs, but still, it didn't resonate to me like, okay, we're going to win the World Series like we got Chapman. And when the Astros got Verlander, was like, they've got a great chance of winning it. Since then, it's just been like a downward spiral. And it's just, you know, it's ready. I'm ready for a rebuild. But let's do it the right way. We got the World Series. That's great. Let's get long-term success. Sustained success with the right player development, the right, you know, drafting. And it looks like they've got some pretty good young guys that I'm excited about. Felix Stevens, they got Brennan Davis, they got this kid, Martinez. They might get this kid, Christian Hernandez.
Mikey, we got to break.
All right, we got to
run because we're up against the clock. But we got to continue the conversation, obviously, and get more in depth tomorrow. And we will do that with all of you. Waddle and Sylvie will be back and have more of this coming up. Obviously at 2. Greeny's next. Thanks to Meller and Tyler Rocky and Jared Strauss and Randy Merkin. Have a great day, everybody. More on this with us tomorrow. Thanks for calling and thanks for participating. Greeny's next.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
Stay tuned. We'll have more.
I think the cool people liked it.
I don't think that's whack. I think that's dope.
Mamma mia! Mamma mia! Mamma mia! Mamma mia!